You're listening to Valley of Praise on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Now, Chietza, as we continue with our conversation, let me ask you this thing. Can I, as a human being, pray about everything and anything to God? Can I come to God and say to God, are you married, Chietza?
Not yet. I'm not married.
Okay. Can you go to God and say, God, I need a boyfriend, or God, I've seen a boyfriend, a possible or a potential boyfriend. Can we pray such prayers? Is it not too much?
No, not even. We should be praying about those things.
Okay.
You know. Mm-hmm. You know, God really desires to have that close relationship with us, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So just like I said before, that we should, when we talk to God, we should talk to Him as we talk to our friends, right? Mm-hmm. Your friends, you tell them everything that's happening in your life. Even let's say when you see a guy that you say, I want this one to marry me. Mm-hmm. You tell your friends that, yeah. right? Mm-hmm. That's the same thing with God, because mm-hmm. we cannot hide anything from God, mm-hmm. and God wants to be in each and every aspect of our lives, be it marital, be it our academic, and all the things. Mm-hmm. He wants to be involved, because most of the times when you don't involve God, mm-hmm. that's why you see many people make mistakes even when choosing their partners, just because they have not involved God in it. Mm. And remember, I said that prayer is a conversation, right? Mm-hmm. So when we are talking to Him, maybe let's say about the one you want to marry, mm-hmm. you will get that spirit of discernment, mm-hmm. where you now know what is right to do and how you should do it and when you should do that thing.
Okay, so are you saying God is not strict? You know, because some of the reasons why we don't tell Him these things, we're thinking He's just like our fathers. Why are you telling me this nonsense? So He's not at that level.
No, He's not at that level. God actually wants us to talk to Him about each and everything in our life.
That's powerful. That actually helps a lot, because some of us have always thought maybe God is too strict and He doesn't allow us to have certain conversations. I mean, I was talking to my daughter, and we were talking about menstruation. And my daughter said to me, "But Daddy, as a man, are you supposed to be talking about menstruation to me?" And I said, "But I'm your father. So it means I am free to talk about everything and anything." So I think, is that the kind of relationship that God seeks with us?
Yes, God wants us to have that relationship with Him. Remember, God doesn't want to be strict with us, right?
Yeah.
The only thing, okay, that makes it a bit tricky for us human beings is that we have sinned and we cannot be like God,
yeah.
right? But in our nature, we were created to be like God, to resemble Him. So then when He tells us, do this, and do that, it doesn't mean that He doesn't want to know about our lives and all that. Remember, God, again, is not judgmental like people. Mm. Even the things, we may do things that we feel maybe, this one, I can't tell God.
Yeah.
But that's the thing that He actually wants to hear from you and to confess with you about.
Powerful. Powerful. I like that. I like that. That makes God actually very attractive to me. Now, as we continue, Chietza, let's talk about, I just want to say, how does one deepen their prayer life? But before we get to that question, let's somebody has never prayed. Is there a formula to praying? Is there a formula? Because the assumption is that maybe people like you, Chietza, go to church and you guys know how to pray. But what about what about a person who has never gone to church, who has never prayed? Do I need to use heavy English or heavy isiZulu or heavy Shona? Can I just say what's in my heart?
Okay, I can say that there is no formula to prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, all of us are so different.
Mm-hmm.
Even if we come to the same, go to the same church, or maybe we are born in the same family,
mm-hmm.
but we are so different and we have our own ways of, different ways of talking to God,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So you find out that, for example, some people, they pray for 10 hours,
mm-hmm.
some they pray for an hour,
mm.
some 10 minutes.
Mm.
But the most important thing is that we are making and setting aside time to talk to God.
Okay.
Yes.
Ah, I like that. I like that because for somebody probably who has never prayed, it's important to know, to say, how do I even begin to pray? And so there's levels, Chietza, to praying. And the I'm going back to my question that I originally posed. How can one deepen their personal prayer life? When I started off as a young kid, my prayers were, God bless our food, amen.
Yes.
Be with us as we sleep. God, please protect us as we travel. So the question is, how can then one deepen their personal prayer life to move from God bless our food, amen, to a higher, a deeper level? How does one improve?
Okay, first of all, we have to make prayer a daily priority.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's really not easy to do that because we have busy lives and, you know, maybe prayer is the last thing you think about.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But even in your busy schedule, you should try by all means to make sure that you talk to God.
Mm-hmm.
Especially maybe early in the morning, you should set some time to talk to God.
Mm-hmm.
But well, it depends with your schedule. You just find a time where you see, you know, this one is the time that I can talk to God.
Mm-hmm.
And then just make a dialogue with your God.
Yeah.
And also, when you are praying, you should try by all means to use scripture.
Yeah.
Because remember, our God is a God of integrity.
Right.
He doesn't say things that he doesn't do.
Mm-hmm.
So when we are praying, referring back to his scripture, you know, that puts him in a corner where he has to answer your prayer. Because let's say if you say, God, you said I'm the head and not the tail,
mm.
right? I'm above and not beneath.
Mm.
Because he said that, he has to do what he said because he's a God of integrity. He does what he says.
Mm.
So by using scripture, it depends also our prayer life. And when we are praying to God, we should also be vulnerable and honest and be intentional about what we are praying about. So don't feel the need to present yourself in a way other than how you really are. God knows your heart. He longs for you to come to him just as you are.
Mm.
Whether you're filled with joy or struggling or maybe with doubt, you should just be honest with him and be vulnerable in his presence.
So I you said we should, so it means that prayer and Bible study go together, or reading the Bible go together.
Yes, definitely, because you can't use the scriptures that you don't know.
Mm.
You also have, you know, before you pray, you should start with your Bible study.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to prayer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, that's good. That's good. And now I hear people talking about faith. They say believe as you pray. Have faith that the Lord will answer. What role does faith play in prayer?
Okay. So I can say that faith makes us bold in prayer.
Mm.
Right?
Mm.
When we pray with faith, we are encouraged to ask boldly and confidently to our Father.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And faith allows us to approach him without any hesitation,
yeah.
but with assurance knowing that He hears us and we respond according to His perfect plan. Mm. Mm. So, yeah, faith also aligns us to God's will.
Yeah.
Because when we pray, we say, let your will be done and not mine.
Yeah.
So remember in Matthew 21, verse 22, Jesus tells us that if you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer.
Yeah.
But the key here is understanding that faith is not about treating God as a giver only. He's not just a giver.
Yeah.
So it's about trusting that God's will is higher than our will and that His plans for us are always good.
Okay.
When we don't fully understand, because sometimes when we pray, He doesn't give us the things that we want, right? Maybe they may not be good for us, or maybe we may not need those things at that moment.
But how do I keep going on when He doesn't give me what I want?
Okay. What should keep you going is that God intends us to have a good life.
Right.
Right? Mm. So, however He answers our prayers, you should have that faith that this is for my own good. Because God, why would He withdraw good things from me, or maybe say, I don't want to give my child this thing when He loves me? So His love will just give us that assurance that, you know what, maybe this thing is not the right thing, or maybe it's not yet the time to receive this thing, or He'll give me later.
Well, I guess like any other parent, if my child asks for a sweet in the morning and asks for a sweet in the afternoon and asks for a sweet in the evening, I will say, you have had too much sugar.
Exactly.
It's not that I don't love them. I'm simply watching out for their health. And I guess that's what you mean.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Now, as we wrap it up, some of us might be going through seasons of struggling to pray. You know, I don't know. I've personally gone through a season where I wake up in the morning and it's so tough to pray. In the afternoon, it's tough to pray. What advice would you give to somebody going through a season of where they are struggling to pray?
Okay. So sometimes, you know, life challenges may be overwhelming, that you find yourself not having the power to pray.
Yeah.
So sometimes you can't do it alone. You have maybe to find a prayer partner or engage yourself with a prayer group, right?
Yeah.
So sometimes having someone else to encourage you can make all the difference, because now you know that you have an obligation to pray for someone else. And as you share your problems, you may find out that, you know what, I think my problem is actually better than other people's problems. And that gives you strength. And, you know, even when you pray together, some are coming with their testimonies and all that. And you actually see that God is a God who answers prayers. And that may also give you strength.
Yeah.
And you also have to be patient with yourself.
Yeah.
You know, especially for those who are starting, you don't have to push yourself too hard.
Yeah.
It's okay sometimes to feel weak and not to even feel like God is near you. But you have to take one step at a time, be consistent, and, you know, our God, He sees our efforts and He will reward us accordingly.
Powerful. You know, Violet, I'm saying Violet, I'm looking at a name here. Chietza, the one thing that you said that really, really they caught my attention is joining a prayer group. And I'm telling you, for me, that works wonders when I find myself unable to pray. I found myself at a point where I'm struggling to pray, and I join a prayer group. And You know, hearing other people pray is like, aibo, it's an encouragement to pray. And I really like that,
yes,
that point. I really love, because that works for me. It might not work for others, but it works for me. And any last words that you want to share with us as we close Chietza on prayer?
Okay, I would like to say that, you know, life is spiritual.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So everything that we see manifesting in the physical realm has started in the spiritual realm.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So us as believers, we should, you know, we should make our days.
Yeah.
You know, for example, the day you are living in today, if you don't speak to your day or pray about it, you know, anything and whatever can just happen to you.
Yeah.
But when you pray to God about your day, about your plans, you see that everything starts going in order, and everything will be perfect and okay.
Mm.
And also, I would like to say that we should be consistent in our prayer life.
Yeah.
You know, the devil, he works so hard to just try to distract us from, you know, being in the presence of God and from doing what God wants us to do, right?
Mm.
So as believers also, we should remain steadfast and, you know, say, I want to live for God. I want God to help me in this and that. Because the devil is not playing, and even his agents, they don't play. They are 24/7 at work to destroy our lives. So as Christians, we should be prayerful people, and we should know that even when it gets hard, God sees us, and he will always do great things for us in the future.
Amen. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was Chietza Zembe talking to us and encouraging us to say, take up prayer. And she just said one thing that really bothers me. She says that the devil will disturb us in our prayer lives. And if we're not consistent, we will find ourselves falling into temptations and unable to go through challenges. And for me, that's a reminder to say in the year 2025, put it in your plan. To say prayer is not by the way thing, but prayer is part and parcel of my life and my daily walk with the Lord. Chietza, we just want to say thank you for coming through to the Adventist World Radio and sharing your insights.
Thank you for having me.
Amen.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.